Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23 contains three beautiful pictures of our great God, and the first is that the Lord is our shepherd. And because of that, we will never lack for anything we need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And our loving shepherd provides for us in that way for his own name's sake, that is for his glory, for the sake of displaying his love and his magnificence and his kindness and his wisdom and his power and his everything in us and through us. Then second, the psalm goes on to show that the Lord is our companion. Verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For you are with me. And so we need never fear any evil. We can have peace. It doesn't mean we won't encounter evil. It means we don't have to fear it. And if he's with us even in the valley of the shadow of death, how much more can we trust that he's with us in any of the other lesser, tough situations in life? Sad things happen, of course. Frightening things happen. Painful things happen. But nothing is ever going to be outside of our loving shepherd's control. Evil will never win in our lives. God will always, one way or another, turn it for good and then reverse it and heal it in the eternity to come. And then third and finally, the psalm shows that the Lord is our host. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. And so God gives us his hospitality. He has us in. He welcomes us. He throws a banquet for us. And because of that, verse 6, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. After the valley of the shadow of death, we'll experience a world to come of more happiness and rest and fulfillment than we can comprehend right now. And what's more, in the meantime, to quote the start of verse 6, goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. We get to experience God's goodness in this life too. And this God revealed himself to us ultimately in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who said, I am the good shepherd. What an amazing God we have. Praise him, trust him, follow him.